Hello and welcome to Arts in France. I'm Roslyn Hyams. After Eden is an exhibition of photos from the collection of Arthur Walter. He houses the photos he's been collecting since the 1990s in a white house, a greenhouse, and a black house in his home city of Ulm. Some of them are also kept in New York. Although he began collecting older German photographs, he turned to the older and newer works by photographers in and from Africa, Asia, and North America. Here in the Maison Rouge, or Red House, near the River Seine in the east of Paris, about a third of Walter's collection is on display. Curator Simon Jammy chose about 800 photos, arranged them in eight chapters he calls fictions, starting with Fiction 1, The Garden. I met Simon Jammy at Maison Rouge. This international photo curator, who's artistic director of the 2016 Biennial of African Contemporary Art in Dakar in Senegal in May this year, told me that curating is just another way of storytelling.
After Eden, it's a mankind story. So I could play with portraiture, with landscape, etc., etc. And the show is trying to express what happened to mankind after they were expelled from Eden.
Why did you choose to start with the German series of representations of nature, flowers, plants, often, that are used in works of art?
Well, first of all, because it was the origins. In many, many senses, this kind of distanciation that those photographers were using when they started with their new objectivity and all those theories. Blossfeld was kind of the master to the Bechers, who became the master to a lot of German photographers and hence to most of contemporary photographers. So it was both the origins of contemporary photography for me, the origin as well of a kind of a nature, this Eden, because those flowers or plants by Blossfeld becomes almost unreal because they're so abstracted. And the other thing was that they were the first pictures or photographers that were purchased by Arthur Walter. So it was origin in many, many senses, the origin of the collection and the origin also of contemporary photography as well as a kind of an improbable nature.
From that, you take us directly into a chapter of landscapes and photographers who photograph these landscapes, but not only as landscapes, they're pieces of social history.
I was playing with a kind of ironical distance with the term Eden, because one would suppose that it was a garden, marvelous garden, and metaphorically I took those landscape as gardens. But of course, all those landscapes are loaded with history. They're not just landscapes, they're places of wars, places of torture, of how could I say, subordination of man by man. But then if you see an empty landscape, you cannot guess what happened there. So people might think they're seeing a landscape when they're seeing a piece of history. And it was quite interesting to me because I didn't want to focus on geography or nationality. But when I started to put the story together, it was interesting because afterwards I discovered, quote-unquote, that all the landscape I was using were taken by South Africans.
Walter collects series of photos. They range from 19th century pictures of indigenous South Africans in studio poses to South African David Goldblatt's vistas of apartheid landscapes and urban skates from the 1970s and 80s, but also German social portrait photographer Auguste Sander's works from the 1920s to Chinese artist Ai Weiwei's black and white self-portrait triptych called Dropping a Han Dynasty Vase from 1995, or a black-and-white self-portrait photo series by Cameroonian Samuel Fosso, where the artist strikes the iconic pose of African independentists and other powerful figures, and which he calls African Spirits, from 2008. Also, Guy Tillim's portraits of young Mai Mai militia in training in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo in 2002, or The Contemplative Printing on Water by Song Dong, which documents a performance in the Lhasa River in Tibet in 1996. There are photos in the erotic Japanese tradition by Daido Moriyama, but 2015 style. Simon and Jammy comments on the wide variety of photos and geographical locations in Arthur Walter's collection.
What interested me in working with the collection was precisely because I wanted to show photographers and to show photographers among photographers. I wanted to put all those images into dialogue and to show what are the points of connections. There are places where you have photographers coming from the four continents and their images are in a dialogue.
That comes through particularly strongly in the portrait photography.
One body of work leads to the other one and to the next one. So if we take, for instance, what I call the church or the dome, that place that I call the mask. If I would see only one group, maybe then it would not work for me. And it's the fact that they all together, massively, all those faces coming from different places, and it's revealing the need that we've always had to do this kind of documentation work. But at the same time, it's taken from so many different perspectives. When you look at this room, from Sidhu Keita to Avedon, a roof, there are always different ways of marking a territory or dealing with the neighbor or with what we call a nation. And it was interesting for me to try to reveal a part of the counterparts. Sidhu Keita was a studio photographer, so his only project, which is, well, a strange way to put it, was to photograph people who would come to his studio. And on the other hand, Avedon wanted to show the power of a certain class in America at a given period of time. When you look at Ruth, you want to show the youth in Germany at a given time. And when you see Sanders, it's a kind of a geography, a sociology of a certain class of Germans at a given time. But then every photographer had a different project, so a viewer could come and see, oh, there's a bunch of humans coming from different places gathered here. But the project was always different from the kind of scientific manner that Sanders used to the ironic manner that Avedon used, or to the, how could I call that, the craftsman manner that Sidhu Keita used. So there's always a story behind the images.
Still photos dominate the After Eden exhibition of Arthur Walter's collection, but several videos change the pace of the visit. Time to sit down in a small room separated from the main space by a curtain and consider works that marry ritual and landscape, for example by Theo Eshetu, his trip to Mount Zukwala in Ethiopia from 2005. It's full of colour and a little bit of sound.
The video is just an image in motion. It's a series of photographies. It's even a larger collection within the collection. And the way the show was displayed was also to kind of create this kinetic thing. When I was talking about a series and that I wanted one image to lead to the other, this is what video does. And we tend to believe in a photograph. We tend to believe it's true if it's not photoshopped. But it's not, of course, because there's a point of view, there's etc., etc. And that's why this section dealing with video, I call it the fiction, because it's the fiction that tells about all the fiction that we have around. And this is also one aspect of the collection I like. Arthur is looking for something. He told me, well, Simon, maybe I'll find that one day, but that's what makes me move. Because we're talking about videos, but we're also talking about postcards. We're also talking about vernacular images that people would not necessarily collect. But because for him, it's a whole world. It's the world of images.
In this exhibition, Simon Njami brings out Arthur Walter's fascination for photography, the faces of the world, and of the world's surface, as well as photographers' own views. Art photographer, photojournalist or researcher, colour, black and white, serial photographers all.
There's a lot of series by different photographers that he has, because when he starts to collect one photographer, he wants to have an extensive vision of his work. So I like the depth of his way of collecting, because he's not collecting for speculation, he's not collecting for anything else but to try to make a sense for himself of what photography means. The photographers he's collecting are coming from all the parts of the world. It's only through those different gazes that we can have a kind of an overview of what's happening in the world.
Well, that's all we have time for this week in Arts in France on RFI. Thank you for listening. From me, Roslyn Hyams, and until next time, goodbye.